This is the Sakar Merli of the 14th of February, 2025. Essence, sweet children, you have received the Srimat, that is, elevated instructions, to become soul conscious and remember the Father. Under no circumstances should you argue with anyone. Question. What method has been created so that your intellects can become clean by being connected in yoga to the Father? Answer. A bhati of 7 days. When new ones come, sit them in a bhati for 7 days. The rubbish will be cleared from their intellects and they'll be able to recognize the incognito Father, this incognito study, and their incognito inheritance. If they were simply to sit down as soon as they came, they would become confused and understand nothing. Song. Awaken, O brides, awaken, the new day is about to dawn. Om Shanti. In order to make you children knowledgeable, such songs have to be played and their meaning explained to you. You'll then be able to speak in front of others. You will find out how much knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end is in your intellects. It is as though the secrets of everything from up above, from the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and the beginning, middle, and end of the corporeal world are shining in the intellects of you children. The Father has this knowledge which he tells you. This knowledge is completely new. Although names are mentioned in the scriptures, etc., new ones would get stuck on your mentioning those names and begin to debate about them. Here he explains in a completely simple way. God speaks. Remember me. Only I am the purifier. Sri Krishna, Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, etc. would not be called the purifier. You don't call the residents of the subtle region purifiers. Then how could human beings of this physical world be purifiers? This knowledge is surely in your intellects. It isn't good to argue too much about the scriptures. Too much discussion takes place. They are even beating each other with sticks. These things are explained to you very easily. You are not to go too much into things of the scriptures. The main thing is definitely to become soul conscious, to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. This Srimat is the main one. The rest is detail. The seed is so small, whereas the rest is the expansion of the tree. Just as the whole knowledge of a tree is merged in its seed, in the same way, all of this knowledge is also merged in the seed. The seed and the tree are in your intellects. No one else can understand this in the way that you do. They have written that the lifespan of the tree is very long. The Father sits here and explains the secret of the seed and the tree and the drama cycle. You are spinners of the discus of self-realization. If new ones come, and Baba were to sing the praise of the children as being spinners of the discus of self-realization, none of them would be able to understand. They wouldn't even consider themselves to be children. This father is incognito. This knowledge is also incognito. And the inheritance too is incognito. Anyone new who hears these things would become confused. This is why they are made to sit in abati for 7 days. The recitations of the Bhagavat, the Ramayana, etc., that they hold for 7 days are in fact a memorial of this time, when they are kept in abati for 7 days, so that the rubbish in their intellects can be removed by their intellects being connected in yoga to the Father. Here all are diseased. These diseases don't exist in the Golden Age. This is a disease of half a cycle. The disease of the five vices is huge. You remain soul conscious there. You souls know that each of you leaves the body and adopts another. You have a vision beforehand. Untimely death never occurs there. You are made victorious over death. They say death, death, and the great death. There is also the Mahakali temple. The Sikh people have their immortal throne. In fact, an immortal throne is the center of each forehead where each soul is seated. All souls are seated on these immortal thrones. The Father sits here and explains this. The Father doesn't have his own throne. He comes and takes this one's throne. He sits on this throne and makes you children worthy of sitting on the peacock throne. You know what that peacock throne on which Lakshmi and Narayan will be seated would be like. The peacock throne has been remembered. You should churn this. Why is he called God, the Innocent Lord? On saying the Innocent Lord, the intellect goes up above. Sages, holy men, etc., also point with their finger in this way, upwards, for you to remember him. However, no one can know anything accurately. The Father, the Purifier, now comes personally in front of you and says, "Remember me and your sins will be absolved. This is a guarantee." This is also written in the Gita, but if you pull one example out from the Gita, they would pull out 10. This is why there is no need. Those who have studied the scriptures, etc., think that they can challenge others. Those of you children who don't know these scriptures, etc., at all, should never even mention their names. Simply say, "God says, remember me, your Father." Only he is called the Purifier. They also sing the song, "Purifier Rama of Sita." Sannyasis also continue to chant here and there. There are many opinions like these. This song too is so beautiful. According to the drama plan, such songs are composed every cycle. It is as though they are composed for you children alone. There are such good songs. For example, "Show the Path to the Blind, Prabhu," "The One Who Resides Beyond This Earth." It is not that Sri Krishna is called Prabhu. Only the incorporeal one would be called Prabhu or Ishwar. the one who fulfills all desires. Here you say Baba is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He too is a soul. They have gone on to the path of devotion too much. Here things are completely simple, Alpha and Beta. Alpha is Allah and Beta is the sovereignty. It is such a simple thing. Remember the Father and you will become the masters of heaven. Lakshmi and Narayan were definitely the masters of heaven. They were completely viceless. So only by remembering the Father will you definitely become like them. To the extent that you have remembrance and do service, accordingly you will receive a high status. This is also understood. Don't students in a school realize it when they are studying very little? Those who don't pay full attention continue to sit at the back, so they would definitely fail. In order to refresh yourselves, you should listen to the good songs of this knowledge that have been composed. Keep such songs in your homes. You could even explain them to others. Look how the shadow of Maya falls again. It is not mentioned in the scriptures that the duration of each cycle is 5,000 years. The day of Brahma and the night of Brahma are half and half. Someone had these songs composed. The Father is the intellect of the wise, and so it entered the intellects of those who sat and composed them. So many who came to you went into trance on hearing these songs, etc. The day will come when those who sing songs of this knowledge will also come to you. They will sing such songs in praise of the Father that your hearts will be touched. Singers of that kind will come. It also depends on the tune. The art of singing is also very well known. At the moment there is no one like that. There is just one song composed. So sweet, so lovely, God Shiva, the innocent one is. The Father is definitely very sweet and very lovely too. That is why everyone remembers him. It is not that the deities remember him. In the pictures they have shown Rama in front of Shiva. Rama is worshipping him. That too is wrong. It is not that the deities remember anyone. It is human beings who have remembrance. You are now human beings, and you too will then become deities. There is a difference of day and night between deities and human beings. The same deities then become human beings. No one knows at all how this cycle continues to turn. You have now found out that we truly do become deities. We are now Brahmins. In the new world, we will be called deities. You are now being filled with wonder. This Brahma, who was previously a worshipper in this birth and sang praise of Sri Narayan, had a lot of love for Narayan. Now it seems a wonder that he is becoming that again. So your mercury of happiness should rise so much. You are the unknown warriors. You are non-violent. Truly, you are doubly non-violent. Neither do you have the sword of lust, nor do you engage in war. lust is separate, anger is separate. So then you are doubly non-violent, the non-violent army. Because of the word army, they have set up armies. In the Mahabharat war, they have shown males. There are no females. In fact, you are Shiv Shaktis. Because you are in the majority, you are called the Shiv Shakti army. Only the Father sits here and explains these things. Now you children remember that new age. No one in the world even knows about that new age. They think that a new age will come after 40,000 years. It is very clear that the Golden Age is a new age. So Baba advises you. You will be refreshed by listening to such good songs, and you will explain to others as well. These are all clever methods. Only you can understand the meaning of these. There are many very good songs with which you can refresh yourselves. These songs help a great deal. Extract their meanings so that your mouth opens and that there is also happiness. The Father says to those who cannot imbibe well, continue to remember the Father whilst sitting at home. Whilst living in your households, just remember this mantra. Remember the Father and become pure. Previously, a man would say to his wife, you can remember God even at home, so what need is there to wander along to the temples, etc.? I will give you an image at home. Sit here and have remembrance. Why do you go stumbling along? In this way, many men wouldn't let their wives go. To worship is the same thing as to remember. Once you have seen an image, you can remember that anyway. Sri Krishna's image with the peacock feather and the crown is common. You children have had visions. You have had visions of how he takes birth there. But could you take a photograph of them? No one could take an accurate one. It can only be seen in a divine vision. It cannot be created. Yes, after seeing it, you can describe it. However, it cannot be painted, etc. Even if the painter is clever and has a vision, he cannot draw the features accurately. So Baba has explained, don't argue too much with anyone. Tell them, your interest is in becoming pure. You ask for peace, so then remember the Father and become pure. Pure souls cannot reside here, they would go back. Only the Father has the power to make souls pure. No one else can purify souls. You children know that all of this is the stage on which this play is performed. At this time, the whole stage is Ravan's kingdom. The world is lying on the whole ocean. This is an unlimited island. Those are limited. This is an unlimited aspect, the island, on which the divine kingdom exists for half a cycle, and the devilish kingdom exists for half a cycle. Actually, the continents are separate, but this is all a matter of the unlimited. You know that we will definitely reside by the banks of the sweet waters of the Ganges and Jamuna rivers. There will be no need to go to the sea, etc. when they talk of that Dwarka. It isn't in the middle of the sea. Dwarka is not a separate place. Children have had visions. In the beginning, Sandeshi and Gulzar used to have many visions. They played great many parts because they had to entertain the children in the Bati. So they were entertained a great deal by the visions. The father says, at the end you will be entertained a lot. That part of the drama is another thing. There is also a song, what we have seen you didn't see. You will continue to have visions one after another. For example, as the days of the exams draw closer, you would find out with how many marks you will pass. This too is your study. Now it is as though you are sitting here whilst being knowledgeful. Not everyone is full. In a school, everyone is always number-wise. This too is knowledge. The incorporeal world, the subtle region. You have this knowledge of the three worlds. You know this world cycle. It continues to turn. The father says, this knowledge that you have been given cannot be explained by anyone else. You have unlimited omens over you. Some have the omens of Jupiter, and others have the omens of an eclipse of Rahu. So they will go and become cremators, etc. These omens are unlimited. Those omens are limited. The unlimited father tells you unlimited things and gives you the unlimited inheritance. You children have so much happiness. You have claimed sovereignty many times and lost it. This is completely true. Nothing new. You will be able to remain eternally happy. Otherwise, Maya makes you choke. So, all of you are lovers of the one beloved. All of you lovers only remember that one beloved. He comes and gives happiness to everyone. You have been remembering him for half a cycle. Now that you have found him, you should have so much happiness. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana, 1. In order to stay constantly cheerful, make the lesson of nothing new firm. Maintain the happiness that the unlimited Father is giving you the unlimited sovereignty. 2. Listen to good songs of this knowledge and refresh yourself. Understand the meaning of them and explain them to others. Blessing. May you become a conqueror of Maya and a conqueror of attachment by divorcing Maya and all her relationships from yourself and having all relationships with the Father. Now, cancel any old deals in your awareness and become single. You may remain cooperative with one another, but not as companions. Make the one your companion and divorce Maya and all her relationships. You will then remain a victorious conqueror of Maya and a conqueror of attachment. If there is the slightest attachment to anyone, then instead of becoming an intense effort maker, you would just become an effort maker. Therefore, no matter what happens, continue to dance in happiness. Death to the prey and happiness for the hunter. This is known as being a destroyer of attachment. Those who are such destroyers of attachment become beads in the rosary of victory. Slogan: increase the sparkle of the diamond with the speciality of truth. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. Bapdada wants every child to be seated on the seat of a stable and elevated stage, to be in solitude, to be bodiless, to be one who establishes unity, to belong to the one and to be an incarnation of economy. Understand each other's ideas and give them regard. While signalling one another, have an exchange amongst you and reveal the form of power of your gathering, because the power of unity in your gathering will be instrumental in bringing the whole Brahmin family together in a gathering. Om Shanti.